This is the Man in Line on Location.
Pastor Mike, good afternoon. Welcome to Man in Line on Manx Radio. We're here live at QE2 High School in Peel, on Douglas Road in Peel, with Year 12 and Year 13 students to talk about, really, well, about their lives, what they think of the future, what they think of the present. We'll no doubt touch on what happened in Australia yesterday. Perhaps we'll be talking about Junior Timmel. Perhaps we'll be talking about Net Zero. Really, the floor is theirs. David and Harry, Ollie and Dom and Jeff and Onnie and Callie and Kira and Nuala and Zara and Olivia are live on Man in Line through till 1 o'clock today. And first, Zara, you were at, was it Junior Timbald you were at, weren't you, Zara?
Yes.
What did you do at Junior Timbald?
Well, me and Jeff, who also goes to my sick form, we put out motions
right
towards Timbald to talk about windmills and the effects of social media on young children.
You can tell me, did you get roped in or did you want to do it?
No, I wanted to do it.
Yeah, okay. Did you hear about this thing in Australia overnight where under 16s are banned from social media?
Yeah, I did.
And what was your thought? What was the thing that you did about social media to Junior Timbald? What was the proposal?
I talked about the fact that instead of like fully banning social media as a whole, that we should more learn about it instead of just getting rid of it.
Have you been on social media today?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you go on?
Mostly TikTok and Snapchat.
Okay. Do you post or do you just look?
Sometimes I post and sometimes it's just to message friends and
stuff.
How
do you think under 16-year-olds are feeling in Australia?
Well, I've seen a lot of stuff online, especially on TikTok, about people under 16 saying that the government is stupid for doing it and that they shouldn't like be taking it away from them. But right, I think that also kind of shows that maybe it is a bit of a problem because they're relying too much on social media and it shouldn't be affecting them that much that they're getting banned from it, I think.
What's the downside of social media?
Well, there's multiple downsides of social media, especially the fact that I think one of the biggest things is that it does really affect your mental health when it comes to things online about like beauty standards and
it's bullying, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's bullying.
Yeah, and you see a lot of videos on TikTok about kind of putting these ideas in young people's heads about, you know, oh, I should feel this way, and it's kind of like almost cool to be like have a problem and be sad, if you know what I mean.
In your opinion, is it worse for boys or girls, for young women or young men?
I would say that probably it is worse for girls, just in the way that, like, obviously we had a problem a couple years ago of like Andrew Tate and a lot of misogyny online around girls, and obviously, you know, there's like new insecurities that we should have every other day coming on social media.
Over body shape and things like
that. Yeah. And just like the way that we act. And
so how do you deal with that?
I would say that most of the time I stop feeding into that kind of content online, because the more you like post about things like that, or the more you like search up people who you might be, you know, jealous of or stuff like that, it does appear more on your feed, and it's like almost an addiction and a cycle, because you just keep getting more and more stuff about it.
Well, your generation will it'll be interesting, because your generation is the first that will have had so much social media. I mean, 10 years ago it didn't really exist that much, and it's really come about. So it will be your adolescence. You'll be the first adolescence, if you like, to go through it, to worry about this. Are you optimistic about it? Does it ever really get to you?
I think it does get to me, and I do worry about especially people younger than me, just because in the way of that, obviously, I feel like our age group, especially the year 13s and year 12s, we were probably one of the last years to actually grow up without social media fully consuming our lives. But now it's very much with the younger generations that it is all around them the minute they're, you know, almost a toddler, with parents giving each other iPads and stuff.
Now, Jeff, you were at the Junior Timworld as well. What was your proposal?
My motion was that the government needs to recognise that wind turbines are the only way we can reach our legally binding net zero targets. And it got changed. My motion got changed. And it got changed to renewable energy is the only way that we can reach our net zero targets.
What are the, well, I mean, apart from wind turbines, what are the renewable energy is there?
There's hydroelectric, right. There's geothermal. We already have a hydroelectric plant on the Alamant. There's a dam next to Sulby Reservoir, but only makes 2% of our energy. But my motion got changed, and I heard from different members of Timworld's, Honourable Member Wannenberg, and a student from Kazrushin. But all in all, the motion did get changed, but I like the experience that I gained from that.
What's your personal opinion about net zero and renewables on the Isle of Man?
I think we consume so little electricity and so little energy, it's kind of a no-brainer that we should have it. It won't cost that much. The research I did, we would only need about 13 wind turbines, and we sell energy back to the UK anyway. So any we had left over, we could sell back for a profit. Also, it's cheaper. The initial cost, the capital involved and the stock cost is more than a power plant. But over time, the costs go down. You don't have to invest in it like with the power stations, buying oil from the UK and such.
Yeah. I mean, as you said, that we've got it's a tiny hydroelectric plant, isn't it, up at Sulby Reservoir.
Yeah.
Is there any scope for making that bigger, do you think?
Not without damaging the natural landscape of the mountains and around the reservoir, yeah.
Do you think we should have onshore wind turbines or offshore wind turbines?
Offshore.
So the ones off the east coast, you think?
Yeah, of course.
Not the one down south?
No.
Okay, and but there's an enormous amount of, there's about 80 of those. They're enormous things.
Yeah, yeah.
But that will, and they're selling that to the UK, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then we'll get it back from them.
Yeah.
Okay, so you reckon that's the way? And what's the opinion? Because they're talking about having, I mean, there's been a proposal today in Timworld to for a referendum next year at the general election to see whether the population believes in the government's stance on net zero. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think the people's choice is what the people get. I think if we vote and we don't get the wind turbines, that's on us. But I think it's important that we recognise that we're not the ones that are going to suffer. It's the generations after us. So we need to make the smart decisions for others, not just for ourselves.
You're in year 13, aren't
you?
So you'll be at, are you going to university next September?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I've applied for my two ones. I want to go to our Leeds and York.
And what will you be reading there?
International relations and politics.
Okay. Any particular reason?
I'm just interested. I feel like I watch everything from the sidelines, and it would be nice to get my hands on and try policy. And
will you be voting in the Manx general election next year?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Behind, we've got Dom and Ollie behind there as well. Have you been taking notice of the net zero agenda, Dom?
I won't lie to you, not really, no. I didn't do a junior team world, so.
Would you be going to university next year?
I will be, yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm looking at Leeds Beckett at the moment.
To take what?
Sports business management.
Okay. So, with a view to doing what? You're going to become a football agent?
Well, I'll just see where it takes, because like loads of different stuff that comes with that. You can do like scouting as well.
Yeah.
And like player profiles and stuff there, so.
Do you play sport yourself?
Yeah, I play football.
Who for?
Marown.
Okay. And how's the season going?
It's not the best. It's not the best season so far, but, you know.
What position do you play?
I'm right wing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the team spirit like there at the moment?
Oh, it's still high, which is, struggle sometimes. I mean, we're doing better than last season, which is a positive.
Ollie, do you play football?
No, I play rugby.
Who do you play for?
I play for Douglas.
Okay. Which team in Douglas?
Douglas.
First team?
Not first team, though. I've been in and out due to injuries, but the Celts are a pretty strong team.
Okay, and what position do you play?
I play either 10 or fullback.
And are you heading to university?
Yeah, I am.
To take what?
Take sports coaching, probably, which is kind of like gets me in like coaching, but then there's a lot you can develop in through that.
Okay, well, that brings me on to David here, who's a big Liverpool fan, and everybody's talking about Mo Salah. What do you think the future is for Mo Salah, David?
I feel like he's bound to leave, obviously.
Do you think this is a plan?
This Mo Salah's statement? Yes, I think it is.
But having signed a new contract in the summer?
Well, with how Liverpool's season have gone so far, it's not been brilliant.
Has it surprised you after the season they had last year?
Yes, it has, to be honest. It's very much surprising.
So what's gone wrong?
Well, the death of Diego Jota is obviously a big topic too.
Yeah.
And the way it's affected all the team, the way they've been playing. They've had to sub in a new striker, which isn't ideal.
Yeah.
Especially after a death, an unexpected death at that.
Right. Will you be heading to university?
Yes, I will be.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm looking to go to either Bath or Loughborough to continue with sport.
To do what? Will you do there? What?
I'm not sure yet. I'm only year 12.
Okay. Kira's in front of it. You're year 13, aren't you, Kira?
Year 12.
Year 12. Yeah. So university is a wee while away.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think about this, the social media ban in Australia?
I think it's an interesting way they've gone about it. I do understand why. I can understand from a perspective of someone who hasn't grown up with it, because it's not the decisions of the children for this. I understand why they've done it. I don't think it would be helpful over here, because I think over here there isn't a lot of places in public for children to meet. Going online is such a big part of the social environment for the Isle of Man, and I think there's a lot of support systems that possibly in Australia are not going to be there anymore.
What do you do about the downside of social media? I mean, it really is interesting because, as Zara was saying, the fact that your generation is immersed in social media.
Yeah.
And most people use it, some people don't. Do you use social media?
Yes, yeah.
Do you post or do you just look?
Post.
Okay, and what's Instagram?
Instagram,
or TikTok and what have you?
Yeah.
Okay, so could you tell me that weekly report that comes through, what's your screen time?
About 2-3 hours a day.
Okay. So do you watch television at all?
No.
You don't watch TV at night or anything like that? What do you watch? YouTube?
No, it's just TikTok and Instagram.
When was the last time you watched it? I mean, do you ever watch a programme on television?
Yeah, occasionally.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, or anything like that? But of course, there was a big influencer on there, wasn't there? Angry Ginge is an influencer, which they did to bring in the generation.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I say, this whole point about... many older people don't understand why the bullying thing is brought out in social media.
Yeah.
So how do young people cope with negative stuff on social media?
If you're going to go on social media, I do believe it's your responsibility to not be affected by it. And I do understand that there is sort of social pressures that if you don't go on social media, you get left out. But I think as for... it just needs to be policed more.
I
think if you see something that makes you upset, you need to report it. I think if you're finding that your life is being too influenced by it, then it is your responsibility to put it down. But I do understand how young children might not be able to do that, which is why it's a really difficult conversation.
How old do you think a young person should be before they get a phone, let's say?
I think about 13. I think when you come to high school, I think is when you should have it. But so many people have them so much younger.
So no child under 13 should have a phone, you think?
I think there's specific circumstances that they should. I think a lot of my friends who parents are divorced, they had phones much earlier to communicate with their parents, you know, when they're at the other parent's house. But I think I don't think phones are the issue. I think social media is the issue.
Oni, are you, what year are you, 12, is it?
Yeah, I'm in year 12.
Year 12. Have you any idea what you might be looking at for university? Do you look that far ahead?
Yeah, I do. I would like to go into fashion, hopefully.
Oh, to do what?
Either styling or designing, but yeah, that's my goal.
And what, do you take any curriculum based on that at QE2?
Yeah, I do art at the moment, and I also do psychology, which I think is quite important for the like sector.
What's the art department like here?
Well, I actually go to Castle Rushen for art.
Oh, you're one of those, are you?
Yeah, I am.
How do you get transferred? Is it a bus or...?
There's a bus sometimes, and then sometimes I get driven down because it can...
Yeah. What led you towards fashion?
I've just always kind of had a flair for it. Like all the like content I can see. I've got so many subscriptions to different like magazines and stuff, and like I have done since I was pretty young. So.
What do you think about fast fashion?
I am not a believer in fast fashion. I personally have stopped buying from fast fashion companies. So most of the clothes that I buy are secondhand or from slow fashion companies. So.
Right. Because it doesn't seem to be going away, does it, fast fashion?
No, it's a big problem.
And clothes are cheaper now than they've ever been.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest issues is that clothes are seen as like a one-time use kind of thing. So like you wear it once and then, you know, you don't really touch it again.
Yeah.
And I think that is probably one of the biggest.
Is there such a thing as ethical fashion?
I think there's ways you can make it more ethical. I think even if you wanted, if you saw something you liked, there's always going to be someone reselling it or, you know what I mean, like secondhand or,
right.
Yeah, and there's loads of charity shops and stuff and you can find like gems in there. So.
Good. Right, we're live at QE2 School with the students of Year 12 and Year 13 and we're back in a moment.
'Twas the run-up to Christmas and all through the house not a creature was stirring except a scammer with a mouse. Creating fake websites with deals too good to be true, like 75% off a new iPhone. Really? More fool you. If you're Christmas shopping online, be scam aware. Marketplaces, social media posts, don't rush into a costly mistake. Shop smart and always use secure payment. Stay merry, stay scam free this Christmas.
A message brought to you by Isle of Man Bankers Association, Financial Crime Partnership, the Isle of Man Constabulary, and the Cybersecurity Centre for the Isle of Man. For further information, visit csc.gov.im.
Leave it to me, he said. I'll chop up the Christmas tree and recycle it, or I could make a rustic bird table. Well, a year on, the dead Christmas tree is still propped up by the shed, so now we'll have two to dispose of. But this time, we'll use the Hospice Isle of Man Tree Cycle Scheme. In exchange for a donation, they're collecting on the 10th and 11th of January. To register, call 672222 or visit hospice.org.im/treecycle. In partnership with Isle of Man Post Office, Tells Limited and Ballinevan Compost.
This Christmas, take the pressure off your plate and let the Isle of Man Creamery bring the best of local goodness straight to your door. Fresh milk and dairy, pastries, coffee, Ross Bakery loaves, eggs, potatoes and more. Look out for Christmas specials like Noah Bakehouse mince pies and Oakle's smoked porter mature cheddar. Sit back and let Christmas come to you. Order now via the app at isleofmancreamery.com/deliveries.
The friendly team at Ellen Bannin Fuels is working hard to keep you warm and moving this winter, whatever the weather brings. Call 844-000. And to all our customers, season's greetings from Ellen Bannin Fuels.
Here at Manx Radio, we're asking you to desk the halls. We want to see your festive workplace, from sparkling trees and tinsel-covered desks to your finest Christmas jumpers. It's all happening tomorrow, Christmas Jumper Day, when you can share your photos to the pinned post on the Manx Radio Facebook page. The next morning, we'll choose our Desk the Halls champion, and then we'll deliver mince pies and cream, as well as some festive drinks and sweet treats for the whole office. So dig out the jumpers, switch on the fairy lights and let's see who's got the most Christmassy desk on the Isle of Man with Orchard Recruitment and your nation station, Manx Radio.
Manx Radio, your Christmas soundtrack.
This is the Man in Line on location.
25 past 12 midday, we're live at QE2 High School. And Callie's here. What did you want to talk about, Callie? What was it?
I'd like to talk to you about some of the sports and leisure on the Isle of Man.
Okay. The good bits or the bad bits?
I'd say both.
Okay, off you go.
Okay, so I personally play badminton on the Isle of Man, and at my clubs, I like the social side of it and getting to talk to other people and play with different people. And I think it should be pushed more to train more and in the coaching industry.
Where do you play badminton?
I play at Moran Badminton Club.
Okay, is it a big club? Many people there?
It's quite big.
Okay, and what took you into it? Why did you choose badminton? It's not everybody's first choice, is it, badminton?
Well, I started when I was just 6 years old, right, at what was St Ninian's Junior Club. And the club went on for about 10 years and has just recently folded a few years ago.
Is it in the Island Games? Is badminton in the Island Games?
Yes, it is. A team has had gone away to Orkney recently, yes.
Right, okay. And is it just social, or do you want to play it to any sort of level?
I like playing at quite a good level.
So. Right. Okay. Anything else about sport?
No, not much really.
Okay, so it's Nuala, and Nuala, you wanted to talk about, what was it?
I'd like to talk about driving lessons for
young. Have you passed your test?
No, I haven't.
Okay, and how are you taking lessons at the moment?
I am, yeah.
Have you got a test booked at all?
No, I don't.
Lots of people have trouble getting a driving instructor.
Yeah.
How long did you have to wait?
I had to wait about 3 months, I think, before a slot was opened for me.
How much are you paying per lesson?
About £45 for an hour. It's about, it's like if I have one shift a week, then all of that money goes into the driving lesson.
Where do you work?
So, the Black Dog in Peel.
Okay. And just how many shifts do you do there?
Usually it'll be one or two shifts a week.
And what's your job there?
I work in the kitchen.
Okay. What, making or washing?
Both.
Okay. And so you pay for your own driving lessons, yeah?
I do, yeah.
How many have you had so far, Nu?
Um, probably only about 10, because
okay.
It's
how are you finding
expensive.
Driving?
I think it's a really important skill to have, and it can be very helpful.
Are you doing manual or automatic car?
Manual.
Manual, okay. Okay, and you're looking forward to that?
Yes.
Have you got a car yet? Are you?
No, I don't. I'm saving for a car.
Okay, all right. And Olivia, yes, here you are. You wanted to talk about, what was it?
I would like to speak about the employment on the Isle of Man.
In what way?
I think a big problem at the moment is the crisis of a lot of young people moving away after university
right.
to find jobs. Though I know someone personally who tried to get a job in the police and was refused, and the job was given to someone in England. But now the police are trying to go over to Birmingham, where yeah. the person is that I know, and trying to recruit people to come over to the Isle of Man. And I think that we should be emphasising young people on the Isle of Man after getting a degree to come back, and maybe an incentive to come back and get jobs here over people from elsewhere.
Olivia, what about the people, young people, who leave the Isle of Man, go to university for 3 years, fall in love with the big city life and never want to come back here?
That is very true, though I feel majority of people actually do enjoy the Isle of Man's culture. They enjoy the calm feeling of the Isle of Man and more safety of being over here.
Yeah. Well, there are not many people out of work on the Isle of Man, so there are all sorts of jobs. You're talking about the proper jobs for people who've perhaps got degrees.
Yes. I think more jobs for people that have gotten degrees and are specialised would make more young people come back over to the Isle of Man.
Of course, everybody said, well, you can just go in the finance sector and earn £30,000 a year working for a gaming company.
That is very true, but I feel that people want to obviously go away and get a degree in something that they are very interested in.
Are you heading to university?
I am, hopefully.
Where are you going?
I would like to go to Leeds or Sheffield on my top two at
okay.
the moment.
And what course will you take?
I would like to study journalism.
To become a journalist?
Yes, I would preferably do something in broadcasting.
Oh, you can have the microphone if you want. You can take over if you want. How come? Where did you get that idea?
I started with, it was quite a while ago, I found it really fun to interview my peers on things to do with such as our sport fixtures, after exams and stuff. And after that, I just kind of developed a passion for speaking to people. And I also really love the topic of English.
And what did you, I mean, who in this room did you interview?
I interviewed Zara before and people in the fixture team from like year 11.
Was she any good, Zara?
Yeah, she was very good.
Good, yeah.
And I ran the school's sports team account, which also was a bit of ambition towards wanting to go into journalism.
Okay. So, I mean, in terms of media, is it print journalism you want to go into, or online journalism, TV, radio? What is it? Cinema?
TV, radio, yeah. I'm mostly interested in. Social media, yeah, more
yeah.
of that.
Okay. Anybody that you admire on television?
I admire quite a lot of people. I think a lot of the presenters on Good Morning Britain I've grown up watching in the mornings and stuff, and I think they're very influential yeah. in like what I want to go into.
Has anybody told you there's no money in it, by the way?
Oh, God. I'd like to hope there is.
Well, there is a bit. There is a bit. Right. We've talked to... Oh, Zara. That's right. Zara, that was it. You wanted to talk about... What was it? Oh, it was you, Junior Tynwald, as well. You did Junior Tynwald, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you get into Junior Tynwald? Do they ask you, or do you put yourself forward?
One of my old teachers that has now retired asked me to take part in it.
Okay.
To come forward with a motion.
Right, okay. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, very much.
Would you recommend it to people? I mean, will you be voting next year in the general election?
Yeah.
Okay. If I asked you to name five Manx politicians, could you name five Manx politicians?
Probably not.
Go for your life then. How many can you name? How many Manx politicians can you name? Nuala, how many Manx politicians can you name?
I don't think I can name any.
Olivia, how many Manx politicians can you name?
Olivia,
how many?
I think Jeff would be a better candidate for this.
All right, okay. Jeff, there are 24 MHKs. Name them all.
Sarah Maltby.
Okay.
She taught me in school. John Wannenberg.
Yep.
Alfred Cannon.
Yep. Stop helping him, Dom.
I can't think of any more. I'm
okay.
out.
What about on the world stage? Who's the president of the United States?
Donald Trump.
Okay. What do you think of Mr. Trump, by the way?
Yeah, no comment.
Okay. What do you think of Mr. Trump, Dom, by the way? He's the most powerful man in the world.
He is, yeah, but I haven't got a lot to say about Mr. Trump, to be honest.
Ollie, what do you think of Mr. Trump?
I think he's a great guy.
Do you?
I think he's there doing well. However, Jane Paul Wilson is probably better.
Jane Paul Wilson?
Yeah, I think she's great with what she's doing. But Donald Trump, I think he's all right. I mean, he's got a lot of power, but he got voted, so...
Okay. Harry, you wanted to talk... What's the sport you wanted to talk about, Harry?
So I'm in the Manx Tri Club. I've started triathlon over here.
Right. For the uninitiated, what's triathlon?
So it's a swim followed by a bike followed by a run, yeah. But all in the same event, and it's intense, but I really enjoy it.
And what led you to that?
So actually with my driving instructor, like I'd known him for a while, he's a mate of my dad's. I was running past his house every day, yeah. Every morning, and then I started cycling past in the lockdowns, and he said give it a go. Then I couldn't really swim, but... I figured it out.
But have you passed your test?
Yeah, I passed about a year and a half ago now.
First time?
Second time.
Well, not bad. How many lessons did you have altogether?
Roughly 10.
And who paid for the lessons?
My parents did.
Okay. Do you have a job at weekends?
Yeah, I work through the week. I'm a swim teacher now, qualified.
At the pool in Peel?
At the NSC, actually.
Right.
So I'm from down south, so it just makes a bit more sense to go up there.
Okay. Are there many people of... school age who are teaching swimming?
Three or four of us at least.
Right.
I'd say we're quite well represented in swim teaching. I'd say it's very good wages for like our age.
Yeah.
Because compared to like lifeguarding and working in cafes and other stuff.
I mean, how do you organise your time if you're going to be working? Is that after school that you work at the NSC or?
Yeah, generally. So I'm on like a cover shift at the minute, but. Like, it is hard to organise time, but I'd say I get a lot done through the week. Just got to be smart with it, really.
So, how far will you take the triathlon?
As far as I can, really. Just missed out on Ireland Games last year due to being too young for it. But next year, no, 2027, I'm hoping to go. And then sort of shooting for Commonwealth after that, if I can.
And who's your coach?
So I sort of outsource my coach to Across. I've got a coach called Charlie Harding. He lives in Exeter, I think. He's right at the top level of the British series that I compete at.
Do you have to pay for that?
Yeah, it's roughly £75 a month.
Right.
Which I fund myself.
And how much interaction do you have with Charlie?
As much or little as I want, really. He'll set me week by week, and then I've just got free access to call him whenever I like, and... he's helped me out with swimming a lot, which is my main sort of weakness.
But Harry, a lot sport's always about discipline, isn't it? It's about your self-discipline. How do you convince yourself that it's something you want to do?
I think I've done it so long, it's just drilled into my head now. Like, I've had forceful breaks, like you've got to take a week off once a year or so, and you're absolutely itching to go. Like, it's sort of quite deep inside me that I just want to go and do it and push myself.
And your year 13, and university, where was it again?
Bath, I'm hoping for.
And what will you do at Bath?
Sport and exercise science, but I'm not too sure what job I want to go into just yet.
Right. Do you think there's a career in it for you?
I'd hope so, but like the whole experience of uni is a massive thing anyway, and like both my parents didn't actually study what they're doing now. Sort of the uni degree just shows you can learn at a high level, I think.
Yeah. Are you on social media?
Quite a lot, yeah.
How much time per day are you on social media?
Oh God, it's been bad, to be honest. It's been close to 8 hours before.
8 hours?
Yeah.
Are you a gamer? Do you game?
I used to be. I've sort of cut it out now.
What were you? COD?
Bit of this, bit of that, really. Played a lot of Fortnite with my friends back in the day, but...
What was the longest session you ever had of Fortnite?
I'd say 3 hours, but...
Oh, that's nothing.
I've had friends that have gone 12 plus, probably. Oh,
we had a student from St. Ninian's years ago, a weekend. There were three of them, did an entire weekend. Well, that's what they said. I don't know whether they're telling the truth or not.
Ridiculous. I couldn't. To be honest, I was not a massive user of it, and especially with social media as well, I wouldn't think I am. And then you check the hard stats, and when you are, it's quite difficult.
David, do you game?
No, I used to.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to play a lot of Fortnite.
And what happened?
Well, I grew up. I got into rugby more, so I had to focus on that.
Adults game, you know. You grew out of it.
I know, but you run out of time with all the commitments.
Yeah.
You run out of time.
But so what was the longest time you ever played Fortnite?
Well, it's got to be more than, I hate to admit, but it's got to be more than 12 hours. All night and probably all afternoon as well.
Wow. Right, we're live at QE2 and back in just a few moments' time with the students of Year 12 and 13.
Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
At Ellen Vannin Home, we provide compassionate residential and respite care for older adults in the heart of Douglas. Our diverse team creates a warm, inclusive community, providing personal care, meals and enriching activities. We're more than a care home, we're a place to belong. Visit ellenvanninhome.org.im or call 675-820 today.
This advert is brought to you by Kell Properties. One life,
gotta live it up. The festive season is here, and the team at Align for Life Spine and Posture Clinic want to wish all our customers and fellow islanders a joyful Christmas and a happy new year. Don't let aches and pains stop you enjoying the holidays. Call 629-444 for our Christmas offer. 60% off a full chiropractic assessment. Align for Life. 16 years serving the community of the Isle of Man.
Ramsey Garden Centre offers fully open hand-picked Christmas trees you can inspect and have netted. Feature festive lights, gifts and decorations, creating a complete Christmas shopping experience. Ramsey Garden Centre on Albert Road is open 7 days a week.
New year, looking for a new you? Here's the perfect challenge. Entries for the 2026 Manx Telecom Parish Walk are now open. Make this your best New Year's resolution. Sign up today at parishwalk.com.
Do you know, Dave, the Q-Plus counter always has just what I need. Whatever plumbing job I'm working on, whether a state-of-the-art bathroom or the latest heating system, Q-Plus always help. With extensive supplies, friendly, knowledgeable service and great prices, it really is the one-stop shop for trade and DIY customers alike. And if they don't have what you want in stock, they'll find it for you. See for yourself. Just take a look at Q Plus on Facebook.
Manx Radio's Christmas Countdown is now underway. Every weekday between now and Christmas Eve, we have a huge prize under the tree that could be yours. All you need to do is listen out for a simple seasonal question and text your answer to 166177. There'll be lots of chances for you to enter every day, so keep listening. Manx Radio's Christmas Countdown, brought to you by Spectrum Windows.
This is the Man in Line on location.
And, Callie as well. You're a coach, aren't you? Badminton coach, is that right?
Yes, I am. So last summer I got my Level 1 coaching award for Badminton England, and I've been using it to coach junior clubs.
If anybody wants to get into badminton, how do they get into it? Are there many clubs around the island?
Yes, so there are many clubs. You just got to ask about it and find where you want to go. So my mum's actually a badminton coach too, and she owns a club.
Oh, give her a plug. What's her name?
Sue Domingo Badminton Coach.
Sue Domingo. Well, there we are then.
And also...
Don't say shuttlecock, whatever you do.
And also there's Moran Badminton Club, right, because I go that, and they've got a juniors one before the senior session too.
Okay, what's so good about badminton then?
It's a very good social sport. You can get competitive with it, and you just give your all and do your best.
Do you play squash as well?
I don't play squash. Right. I've had a go at it in the past. Right. I find it quite fun, but I wouldn't play it competitively.
Oni, you wanted to, was it voting you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, it is. So,
are you going to vote next year?
I am going to vote. So a lady came in to speak to the sixth form about at year 12 about voting, and I think I was the only person that has registered to vote in our year. So I think it's a really important thing for young people, but then I think also at the same time, young people in particular often feel underrepresented by like their MHKs and stuff. So it's kind of like, why would you? But I think it's important to remember that it is such an important thing to do as a young person to get your voice. And
do you think it makes any difference when you vote?
I think, yeah, because at the end of the day, although you're just one voice, if everybody fought like that, nothing would happen. And if your one voice matches somebody else's voice, then, you know, like, that's working towards something collectively.
Yeah, interesting. Who was it? Oh, it was Kira, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. STEM, is that right?
Yeah, so the school is looking into and hopefully will make extend the school, have a new STEM block.
For the uninitiated, STEM is...
Science, technology. Engineering, mathematics,
there
I think. And basically the issue with the school at the moment, which is no one's fault, it's that we have a lot of new housing around the school, and so there's new people coming to the island or moving into Peel, so we have more students, and so we have no room. We have R&Rs, which is basically freeze, where we don't have any lessons and we're meant to revise or do homework, and there's no room for us, especially year 13s. Year 13s now have to go home to do their R&Rs because there's nowhere for them to go. Me and my friends, we have to like jump around classrooms working around the year 7s.
Do you live in Peel?
Yeah, but a lot of my friends don't, and so there's nowhere for them to go. A lot of the year 13s, I'm sure, don't live in Peel.
And how long is this going to go on for?
Hopefully until they build the new STEM block, which hasn't actually... We haven't seen as students any progress towards that being made. But it's more that we don't have any room for us, which again isn't anybody's fault, yeah, but I just think it should be brought to people's attention.
But there's a
well.
Good reputation for STEM in QE2. It's a good school, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, hopefully there'll be more. Yeah, they're really, really great at doing STEM and all subjects, really. There's not any subjects that, you know, QE2 lacks.
You enjoy school?
Yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Have you always enjoyed school?
Yeah. You when I came up to QE2, I did, yeah.
All right, and you were where before?
I mean, primary school, just Peel Cloth Workers.
Right, okay. And Zara, it was something you wanted to talk about. I can't remember what it was.
About the collaborations between Ramsey, Castle Rushen and QE2.
Yes. Well, this has been mentioned at Castletown, Castle Rushen, and also at Ramsey, about the, basically, not enough students for a class, and so they combine students, is that right? And
yes,
they get bussed here, there and everywhere.
Yeah, but I personally think that we should be able to have our lessons. That we should be able to have our lessons in one school.
That's not a fire alarm, by the way.
This is wet play. But I personally think that we should be able to have our lessons in one school because it takes a lot of time away from our lessons due to the travelling. And I go to Ramsey on a Friday for my ethics class, and I lose about an hour of my lesson time every single week with my teacher because of the travelling time it takes to get there.
I'm sure the teachers don't think this is ideal, do they? They
no.
don't like this idea as well. It's presumably all down to money, isn't it?
It is down to money because a lot of It's also been a problem in a couple of my classes where things with textbooks, Ramsey students are being given textbooks and QE2 students aren't, which isn't very fair when we're all supposed to be in the same class as a collaboration. So it's becoming a big problem, and also getting home from Ramsey is almost impossible, and they also make us pay for the bus fares back home.
Right. Where do you live? Do you live in Peel?
Well, I live in Foxdale, so for me to get home, I would need to get two buses, but luckily my friend can drive now.
Okay. Zara, tell me, how many people cycle to school? How many people do you know who cycle to school to QE2?
I don't know anyone who cycles to school, but I do know that we've got a bike lock shed thing, which is
many
quite
bikes
new.
In it?
There is quite a lot, yeah.
Okay. Have you got a bicycle at all? Do you cycle?
I do have a bike.
Right. And when was the last time you used the bike?
Probably in summer.
Okay. Nuala, have you got a bicycle?
I do.
Do you? Do you cycle anywhere?
Only in the summer, really.
Because apparently the plan is that we'll all be doing more cycling in the future.
Yeah.
Active travel, public transport and cycling everywhere.
I do think it would be a lot better for things like the environment if people did that more.
Do you catch a bus at all?
Yeah.
To school?
Not to school, no. But for I go to Castle Rushen to do art, so I have to get the bus there sometimes.
All right. Do you have a bicycle, Olivia?
I don't, but I live quite far away from anywhere.
Where do you live?
I live on Braid Road, so it's very away from everywhere else.
Right. It's not safe either, is it?
No, it's not a very safe road not to be cycling.
Does anybody here have a bicycle? Do you cycle to school? Ollie, first of all, there.
Yeah, sometimes I do, yeah.
You cycle? Whereabouts do you live?
Up in Sandygate.
Okay, so how Sandygate?
Yeah, Sandygate.
Crikey,
yeah.
How far is that away?
Oh, I couldn't tell you exactly, but it's...
You come down the coast road, Devil's Elbow, or do you come down the main?
Yeah, around the Devil's Elbow.
Yeah, how's that?
It's you have to be careful when it's wet, because sometimes you fall a little bit. Yeah,
it's all downhill on the way, then.
Yeah, that's the good
just
thing.
Just going back to that, that's a problem as well. So do you cycle much?
Not much. Not as much as Harry.
Harry. This is the triathlete, isn't it, Harry?
He cycles quite a lot.
Where do you cycle, Harry?
All around the island, to be honest.
Do you cycle to school?
I have once or twice, but I live in Port Erin, so she's quite a big task in the morning.
Yeah.
Coming up the Slock.
The Slock?
Yeah. It's good fun, but there's actually a couple of teachers who cycle to school quite a lot, to be honest. Mr. Slack and... Mr. Kelly often do so.
Well, Mr. Slack's very fit, isn't he? He's very...
Indeed. I've overtaken him in the car a couple of times.
Have you ever done the parish walk?
I haven't. I'd quite like to if it fits in with training. I think I could do quite well at it. I've had a couple of friends who are a bit older than me who have done it. Josh Knights, he came 7th one year and I supported him up the Slock. And it looks like a big task.
It's
vicious. It would be good.
The Slock is vicious when you to get there. Callie, have you done the parish walk?
I haven't, but I would hope to do so in the future. And my granddad actually held the record for 37 years as the top parish walker.
Who was that?
Walker. Derek Harrison.
Oh, and famous name.
Yes, there's a picture in the NSC of him, and he's met the Queen doing one of his walks.
Very good. Jeff, have you done the parish walk?
No, I have not.
Have you got any desire to do the parish walk?
I was going to apply for this year, but I've got to go do my Duke Edinburgh Gold expedition 4 days after, so I won't be any fit state to do that, so I'll have to sacrifice it.
What do you think about what Arnie was saying about voting and it being important to 16-year-olds to vote?
I think, obviously, you have to be 18 to be a member of Parliament, so we're not going to have any close representation of our age bracket. But I think if we want our voices to be heard, we have to use our voices and vote. And I think we need to find the members of Tim Ward that best represent us and our views.
What would you say? What do you think is the thing that politicians don't understand about young people?
I mean, being a politician today, you're going to be, 50, 60? And we're all 16, 18. We were born when technology, first phones came out, social media came out, COVID... financial crisis. They don't have any idea what it's like to be a young person in our society.
So you
now.
Were born in 2009?
8.
2008.
Yeah. And they might have been adults at the time, but they weren't young people. I missed out a whole year of school in year seven due to COVID. They didn't miss out in school. I think they just need to look from our viewpoints and look at society from our viewpoints.
Do you think they understand young people?
No.
Oni?
Well, just as well, I think with it, well, we're the only place that allows 16-year-olds to vote as well. So, adding on from what myself and Jeff were saying before, like, we should exercise that right. But I think for politicians, as well as Manx politicians, I think it would be hard for them to understand fully what the young people want, what they're, what's important to them. But I think politics at the moment just doesn't feel very accessible for young people.
Right.
Like, I don't think half my friends would know what's going on in the political climate, not just on the Isle of Man, but on the world stage.
And why is that?
I feel like there's not enough interest. I don't feel like...
It's weird, Ollie, because with the internet, information has never been more readily available. You've got the world at your fingertips 24 hours a day. You don't have to wait for a newspaper or a TV bulletin. You can see what's happening in the world all the time. So why would young people not be interested?
I think the fact that it is at our fingertips makes it kind of feel less real. Like, I think people... where people would have to wait to see what was going on with the newspaper or with whatever in times gone by, I think now it's just like it feels like it doesn't really matter as much because it's so easily accessible.
Where do you get your news from?
I get my news probably from the internet, to be fair. I think I listen to the radio as well. I get quite a bit from the radio.
Any particular source on the internet?
Manx Radio.
Yeah. When was the last time you read a newspaper?
Well, my dad gets the Courier or something every week, but I don't know.
Kira, do you read a newspaper?
No.
When was the last time have you ever bought a newspaper?
Yeah, not for reading though.
What was it for?
For, like, art class. Oh, I see. I'm doing art.
Happy mache.
As a background.
Yes. And have you ever... do you buy magazines at all?
Occasionally. Like, if I'm going on a plane or something.
I'm not prying. It's just that...
No, no.
It's just that yours is... we're talking about your generation, mm-hmm. born in 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
That will never buy a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly never read a broad-form newspaper or read a long-form journalism.
Mm-hmm.
So how you get your information is really important. Do you follow the news at all?
Yeah, but I think the issue with online is you don't know if it's true or not. So it's like, if you're reading a newspaper, which I should do and I should encourage other people to do, you know that you can say it's a reliable source, whether it's true or not.
So then we come into AI, don't we?
Yeah, and online you have people who have no idea what they're talking about posting, and young people believe them, and it's all really difficult.
So how on earth does your generation navigate that? How do you find out what's real and what you can base your opinions on?
Probably certified accounts, verified accounts, multiple different like areas, and there's obviously places that you can verify that things are correct from, but I think a lot of the time we don't put the effort in to find out whether it's true or not.
Okay. David, do you follow the news at all?
Not really. However, I do see it come up on my social media.
Right. Do you follow sports news?
Yes, I do.
Where do you get your sports news from?
I like my Sky Sports News. That tends to be the best. Or some niche rugby ones. But that's about it.
Did you follow are you a cricket fan at all?
No, not really.
Not at all?
Not really.
But rugby, yes?
Yes, big rugby fan.
Good, good.
And I'd like to speak about the lack of opportunity for young rugby players on the Isle of Man.
Indeed, go on.
So we used to have access to the SAIL DPP, which was like a development group before sending players off into the academy.
Well, crikey, look at the people who went from the Isle of Man to SAIL and played for England.
Exactly, which gives professional opportunity. And now we have no professional opportunity or pro academy to access on the Isle of Man. Instead, we've just got Isle of Man rugby, and we don't even play other academies. We play... low tier schools in England.
But if you make it to Loughborough, all that will change, won't it?
Yes.
So you'll get. So what would you like then? You'd like access to professional rugby scouts over here, or an academy, or what?
Yes, a scouting opportunity would be nice. However, for that, you currently have to go away and that costs a lot of money at the minute.
Okay. All right. Right. Nuala as well. Nuala's here with us now. Are you looking forward to 2026? Because 3 weeks tomorrow will be 2026. Have you got a New Year's resolution at all?
I've not thought about a New Year's resolution yet, really.
Okay. Zara, have you got a New Year's resolution? What will you be doing in 2026 that you didn't do in 2025? Exactly. Olivia, what will you be doing in 2026 that you didn't do in 2025?
I would like to have as much academic success as possible and be quite focused on that due to my A-levels coming very shortly.
Okay, and you're doing plenty of revision, are you?
Yes.
You're getting plenty of help from your tutors here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think the teachers are really great, especially when you come to sixth form, specialising to what your needs are. I think teachers listen a lot more when you enter sixth form because it's mainly you putting in the work for your results, so they want to help you do that.
Okay. Thanks for being with us today with Dom and Ollie and Harry and David and Nuala and Zara and Olivia, Kira, Oni and Callie and Jeff as well. We've been live with Man in Line today at QE2 High School in Peel.